Here's my last point. The King James Bible superior, listen to this, because it consistently defines salvation.
Amen.
Now, this is important because you can pull out some verses from the NIV, the ESV, and even the New King James that describe salvation the right way. They'll say, believe on Jesus Christ. You know, they'll use all the good terminology. That's not the bad part. The bad part is it doesn't consistently do that throughout the Bible, which is a major problem. This is why people, when you knock on their doors that use these Bibles, they always mix up salvation with serving God, going to church. Why? Because the Bible that they're using mixes them. You want a Bible that consistently defines and talks about salvation the same exact way from Genesis to Revelation.
Amen.
Why? Because salvation should never change.
Right.
Certain terminology that the Bible does not use when it comes to salvation. Whereas the new versions, they do. They change the wording. It's not consistent. Okay, look what the Bible says in John chapter 3 and verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Pretty simple. You believe on Jesus Christ, you have everlasting life. You don't believe on him, you won't see life. What does the ESV say, Brother Cody?
It says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God remains on him.
That leaves room for doubt. Whoever does not obey the Son? Sounds kind of weird. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. One of the most common ones that most of you know of is 1 Corinthians 1, verse 18, where it says, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. The new versions say, but unto us which are being saved. Describing it as a process. Look at Matthew 7, verse 13. It says, enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Brother Chris, go ahead and read Matthew 7, 13 and 14.
Enter through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate and narrow is the road that leads to life, and only a few find it.
Okay, go ahead, Brother Cody, read it from the ESV.
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many.
Okay,
for
stop.
The gate is narrow.
Stop. Read that again.
Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction.
The way is easy. That leads to destruction. According to the Bible, it's easy to get saved.
Amen.
Here it's saying the way that is easy leads to destruction. So what it's telling the reader is, hey, if you find a church that makes salvation easy, that's the way that leads to destruction. Keep reading, Brother Cody.
For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few.
The way is hard. Folks, when it says it's narrow, it's referring to how many people are going to go to heaven.
Yeah, right. It
has nothing to do with the effort that you put into going to heaven, because we don't put any effort into going to heaven.
Yep.
It's not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us.
Yep.